listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Police have now charged a 30-year-old man over the alleged murder of 61-year-old Wendy Sleeman at Elanora last week. The 30-year-old man had already been charged with numerous domestic violence offences when detectives discovered the body of Miss Sleeman inside a Honda Jazz in a Brisbane unit garage last Thursday. The man is now scheduled to appear in the Brisbane Magistrates Court today. A little bit of irony from the state government today, announcing almost 800 new bus services per week for the northern Gold Coast from next month. The announcement comes on the same day the Transport Workers Union organised a 24-hour strike for Gold Coast and Tweed bus services. The improvements for the northern routes 721, 722 and 726 will service Coomera, Upper Coomera, Coomera Waters and Ormo. A man in his 50s has suffered a serious head injury after falling from the roof of a house at Broadbeach Waters. QAS crews were called to a private address around 10 to 7 last night. The man transported to Gold Coast University Hospital in a serious but stable condition. Millions of Australian workers, including casuals, will be able to access up to 10 days paid DV leave from tomorrow. The entitlements will be available for staff at medium to large businesses. Small businesses will have an extra 6 months to adjust to the change. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese met with ministers in Canberra today ahead of tomorrow's milestone change, admitting it should have happened earlier.
It's 2023. We're nearly a quarter of the way through this century. We ought to have been so much better than that. Well, as of tomorrow, we will have become that crucial little bit better.
The Weather Bureau is predicting a wet start to February for the Gold Coast, with showers and possible thunderstorms on the way. Meteorologist Livio Regano says La Niña is still in force, it's just weakening.
I think more important is that February traditionally is the wettest month of the year for most of Queensland. So even if it's average rain, that means a lot of rain.
Updating sport, and the finalists for the Australian Surfing Awards have been announced ahead of next month's event on the Gold Coast. The Tweed Stephanie Gilmore is up for Best Female Surfer in 2022, while local legend Taj Burrow is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Our surf reporter Andy Mack also up for an award. They'll be presented at the QT Gold Coast on February 16.